Welcome to A Better HR Business, the podcast that looks at how HR consultants and HR tech firms grow their businesses and how they help their employers to get the best out of their people. Remember, for show notes and downloads, go to www.getmorehrclients.com/podcast. That's getmorehrclients.com/podcast. Okay, let's get started.
Hello, thanks for joining me. Now, today I want to remind you that you are allowed to show off a little bit. You're allowed to show off your HR expertise when it comes to meeting potential new clients and customers. And that may be in sales meetings, pitch meetings, where you're meeting the full team, etc. Now, that may sound obvious, but what can often happen in sales meetings, sales calls, pitches, etc., is that we listen to what their situation is or the challenges and so on. And then we can go and explain the features. So what the service does, what the technology does, what we provide, etc. And then the better ones will also talk about the benefits. So what are the good outcomes that will arise after you've put in these services, features, etc. But sometimes it can pay to show off a little bit and show that you understand the nuances, the fine print, the things that can maybe go wrong if you're not ready for them. And you do that through showing off your expertise. And that can sometimes come through questioning or just dropping little hints and things like that. Now, there's a fantastic book, a fantastic author called Oren Claff. He's written a few different books in the sales area. Wonderful storyteller. Like, whether you use his, you know, methodologies or advice or whatever, up to you, but the stories are so good. They're a great, great read, always very entertaining. And one of the stories he told in his book called Flip the Script, which is around, you know, the sales process, he shares the story from the movie My Cousin Vinny. Now, I have to confess, I have not seen the movie, so, you know, I'm not an expert on that one. But he's sharing the situation whereby these two guys, I think from New York, go get arrested in Alabama, and they call their cousin Vinny to come and get them out. He's just been, approved, whatever, at the bar. So now he's a lawyer, and, hey, cousin, can you come and get us out? And I guess he's very inexperienced or something like that, doesn't quite know what he's doing, but he goes out there and tries to get them off. There's a courtroom scene where I think Vinny's fiance, Marissa Tomei, so great actress, she is called to the stand as an expert witness, which may seem a little bit unusual. And it all comes down to whether a vehicle was in the wrong place at the wrong time and can they prove that this vehicle was the one that was part of the murder and stuff like that. So I'm going to read to you the clip from the script there. So the lawyer says to her on the stand, so she's sitting there on the stand in the courtroom, "So Miss Vito, what is your current profession?" And she answers, "I'm an out-of-work hairdresser." "As an out-of-work hairdresser, in what way does that qualify you as an expert in automobiles?" And her response is, "It doesn't." "So then, now, Miss Vito, being an expert on general automotive knowledge," obviously saying that very sarcastically, "can you tell me what would be the correct ignition timing for a 1955 Bel Air Chevrolet with a 327 cubic inch engine and a four-barrel carburetor?" And she says, "Well, that's a bullshit question. Does that mean you can't answer it?" And she said, "Well, it's a rubbish question. It's impossible to answer." And then he says, "Impossible because you don't know the answer? Well, no one could answer that question." And then the lawyer says, "Your Honor, I move to disqualify her from the court case." And the judge says, "Well, can you answer the question?" She says, "No, it's a trick question. Why is it a trick question?" And here she goes, showing off her expertise. And Oren Claff in the book calls this a flash roll, where just in a short burst, you're showing off expertise that suddenly unlocks the door and shows your audience you know your stuff and that you should be hired or you should be respected as the expert, etc. So why is it a trick question? And she responds, "Well, because Chevy didn't make a 327 in 55. The 327 didn't come out until 63, and it wasn't offered in the Bel Air with a four-barrel carb till 64. However, in 1964, the correct ignition timing would be 4 degrees before top dead center." And then the lawyer says, all right, I guess she's acceptable, Your Honor." So in a short burst of information, a short little speech or whatever, she's demonstrated she knows her stuff. Now, I'm not saying to go, as perhaps he would say in the book, go into sales meetings and stuff with a prepared script like that, a prepared speech that suddenly demonstrates your power and wisdom in the area of diversity and inclusion or remuneration and benefits or whatever it may be. But questions can be really important, or little comments during the process. So for instance, if you're rolling out a, you're proposing to do some compensation benefits work, helping them roll out their annual survey stuff. And the features might be, we do this, we'll implement it, we'll work out what the percentage increases are and things like that, and put it all into the spreadsheets, get it approved and blah, blah, blah. And that might be it. And then the outcome might be, well, everyone's happy and it's all sorted out and you've organized your review. But show off your expertise a little bit. Maybe name drop or suggest that, well, obviously we have a sub process that we call problem aversion. And they say, well, what's that? Well, obviously every time you do a salary review, you will have people suddenly angry that they are excluded from it. Or the classic is where people are, they think they're experts, they're heroes, and they should be getting 10% when the average is 5%. And so we have a script for that manages the rollout communication. So instantly you're demonstrating that you know some of the problems that may arise. Or diversity inclusion program, you might ask questions about, well, last time you did this, what was the commitment from the management group? What was the commitment from the employee group? Because what we find is that everyone gives lip service to certain things, but then they don't follow through with certain sub-actions. And these are some of the actions that take place. What you're doing is demonstrating that you know what's going on under the hood, under the bonnet there. And employee surveys, you know, you might do an employee survey, but what's your plan of action for when you report back to the management group? Because 9 times out of 10, they are all shocked by the results and think it's not their fault, et cetera, et cetera. So we have a little planning process we introduce before the rollout of the survey, which cuts that off as a problem. So demonstrating problems that can occur or the way you fix things before they even arise demonstrates you know your stuff. So I'm not saying to prepare a big fancy script or to show off with all these facts and blast them with wonderful pearls of insight, but having a few little questions that demonstrate your expertise or knowledge or whatever. So for us, you know, when we're helping HR companies and they want to roll out ad campaigns, and we say, well, for instance, if you're doing the Facebook ad campaign, you can go with the lead form stuff, which will definitely get you a much higher flow of leads. But what's your conversion rate on those leads? Because maybe they're not so good as the straight landing page. You might find a 50% difference. Or if you're running Google ad campaigns, if you're going for capturing leads versus through a lead magnet or something like that versus a call us, you might get twice the number of leads coming through, but only 1% of them convert. Or obviously LinkedIn is 10% is 10 times more expensive than some of the other ad channels. So you need to have worked out your funnel conversion rates before you. So we can talk about running ad campaigns and stuff like that, but have you thought about conversion rates and stuff like that? So the idea is that you demonstrate your expertise by, yes, explaining you can offer a product or a service, and you can do that through the features and benefits, but just add in a few little facts and figures that show off your expertise. So I'm giving you permission to go and show off, and you'll probably find that it sets you apart from some of the other people that are also talking to the same companies, because you're probably not the only one then there that they're speaking to. They might be shopping around a bit. So demonstrate your expertise and the fact that you will make the outcome and the service better for them, easier for them, and in the end, they'll be glad that they chose you and not someone else. So go on, show off.
Thanks for joining us today on A Better HR Business, the podcast that explores the world of HR consulting and HR tech businesses. For show notes and downloads, go to www.getmorehrclients.com/podcast. That's getmorehrclients.com/podcast. Remember to subscribe and share the show with any friends who are busy growing a HR business. Thanks and see you next time.